Summer Ticket Stock 2004 and the Ticket Time Wasters are brought to you by Miller Lite and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
5:14 is the time. Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hardline. For those who might be interested in hearing a ranch report at 5:30 today, which is the norm around here, we regret to inform you that we will not be able to furnish you with one today.
Mickey on strike?
Due to, I believe, a Mickaroo vacation.
Oh.
So there will be no ranch report today. And there will be no playoffs for this team this year. There will be no 500.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I know. Jeez.
Talking about the Rangers? You talking about the Rangers?
No.
Oh, I was about to say.
Are you going to have them for your wild card pick again?
Don't rule it out. Well, the 46th Grammy Awards took place last night. What an extravaganza it was. And with more on that, here, wearing his homeless coat.
No.
Is Cobra.
I need a show of hands from the crew. Who watched it? Anyone?
Mike? I did.
Mike's hand is up. Kevin, did you watch the Grammys? No, I did not.
So nobody even saw this thing?
Not 1 second.
I didn't either, so here's Mike. No, I sat through all 3.5 hours of it.
Well, you have to.
You know, it's a stop down in my house, though, because my wife's going to watch it regardless of whether I watch it or not. She loves that type of stuff. Oscars, Emmys, Grammys, Golden Globes, MTV Music Awards. She'll watch them sit through the whole damn thing. So I have no choice. I don't mind it either. It entertains me.
Soul Train Awards?
No, she doesn't watch the Soul Train Awards. They still have that?
Of course. Latin Grammys?
But I don't remember last year's Grammys and all the performances. I remember one. I remember Springsteen getting up there and doing something. That's about it.
Isn't that where they did London Calling?
Yeah. Who all did that? Clapton or Springsteen? I don't even remember who did it. But I thought the performances this year were very good.
Did you know?
Yeah. Did you?
Some of them were. Some of them were.
I like, and this may be not so unique of an approach, but I hadn't seen it before. They took modern artists and paired them up with maybe older artists or more random artists. Like, mm-hmm. they took the Foo Fighters and put them together with Edwin Chick Corea, the jazz pianist.
Well, his first name is not Edwin. He is not the former Ranger great.
And they played a Foo Fighters song with him playing piano. Really weird, but very cool. They hooked up Outkast with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Who else did they do that with? Prince, they hooked him up with Beyonce. And that was the very first song.
Man, she is about as good looking as it comes.
And she does have some big old thighs. Big ass rack.
Sting and Sean Paul.
They hooked Sting up with Sean Paul, the noted Jamaican reggae rapper. What is the song he sings, Kevin?
He has a couple of songs.
The one that's real big, though.
Is it the one from the G.I. Joe public service announcement?
Like Glue? That's one of them.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm thinking of. No, it's
How does that go?
It's Jamaican. There's no way I could duplicate that for
he's
you.
He's hardcore Jamaican. I mean, he's real Jamaican.
I don't really care what people say. I don't really care what them would do. That's about as good as it gets.
But I thought all that was cool. That was a good idea on the Grammys part. Let's see. They had the Beatles tribute. Let's listen to Prince. This is how they started the show. No introductions, no nothing. Out walks Prince, and he busts into Purple Rain. And right in the middle of Purple Rain, out walks Beyonce. By the way, he's a badass. Prince.
He's a badass?
Yes.
Never wanted to be a weekend lover. To be
impressed with Prince's guitar playing.
Oh, my God. He's amazing. And it's effortless. Have you ever seen him live?
Yeah. And I've never been impressed with his guitar playing. I always thought it was way overrated. But he was good last night.
Yeah. And this was cool.
I guess I'm just always skeptical of the black guy who's trying to play rock guitar. Because so few of them can.
But did you notice how many black guitar players they had last night? In that funk thing they did?
Yeah.
God. So this was cool. You can love
it. Eight!
That's about right.
Speaking of Beyonce, she got up and sang another song.
Crazy in Love?
She is the over singer. So is Christina Aguilera. They'll take one word.
Put 58 syllables and...
And drag it out forever.
Hit every note.
Yeah.
I can't stand Christina Aguilera.
Can't either. Was she about to fall out of her dress last night, though?
She was, boy.
Did she get a boob job or something?
Yeah. I don't know, but they're there, and they were way spread out. Like, they pointed east and west.
I guarantee you, somebody got a look at those last night.
There's no question.
Just Tori Spelling cavern boob.
She does.
Yeah, they're spread way too far apart. Right. The cleavage is, it's way off.
The cleave?
Yeah, it's awesome. Should have been there, dude. Could high-five you.
Beyonce, though, let's listen to this. This is what I call the oversinger. Now, listen to how many words she actually has in the amount of time she fits it in. This is, because you think it stops like 10 times.
This is like, you know.
It is. Here she goes.
I love you. Love you.
Okay, great. That's very good, Beyonce. And then, you're not done. Oh, okay, that's it. Whoa.
That's nauseating.
That's awesome. So we have a
duet.
A cut of Grego in front of his mirror last night.
It was funny the first 9 times.
You had to keep up with her. Good Lord.
Tough, Grego.
She can sing.
You did a good job.
You did.
I hate the oversinger so bad, though.
You know what? Though, you got to give her credit. She tricked that up, but she did a good job with the national anthem at the Super Bowl. She didn't trick
it
up with the Scott Garner extra syllable on
every word. Well, they probably said, you got 3 minutes for the national anthem. Well,
you got 5 words in 3 minutes.
She can do anything.
Probably, Abia.
She can go on forever, and she did. And Christina Aguilera did the exact same thing. I didn't have the energy to record her, though.
Good.
Drove me nuts.
Good.
You reached for the VCR and fell on the ground?
Yes. No. There was a Beatles tribute with Vince Neil.
Vince Gill.
Vince Gill, Sting, and Dave Matthews. And playing drums, who, by the way, to me was the best musician out of the four, was Pharrell. Who
on
is,
the bench?
No.
Pharrell!
From the Neptunes, that Pharrell producing duo. This guy's a badass. Did you think he played pretty well with them?
He was terrible.
Bull! You're out of your mind.
He was terrible.
No.
Did you tell America that?
I did. Hey, America, it's terrible.
I thought the song overall sucked. I thought they just half-assed that.
Well, the only thing wrong with it was Dave Matthews shot the wheels on it right from the start. And they couldn't get it back on.
I saw her dancing there.
Yeah.
Let's listen to
what?
Yeah, listen to him screw the words up. Dave Matthews here at the beginning.
I think I saw her dancing bear.
Give a shout out to Captain Trips. Listen to Vince Gill, though. I thought he sounded pretty cool.
He kind of sounds like Paul. A little bit.
They didn't know what they were doing. You hear that?
No, they didn't. They probably didn't even rehearse that. Here's Sting.
Wearing a skirt, by the way.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
I always thought he was cool.
It's badass is what it is. It's too badass for you.
Too badass for me?
Yeah, it is.
You say the black man stiff. Can't drum?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
oh come on.
He was stiff.
No. That guy's not as good as the fat guy from Paul McCartney.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
It's Howard Dean.
They should have imported him in just to sing that.
Right.
That would have put him at the top of the polls again.
All right. By the way, they had another little Beatles tribute where George Harrison's wife or ex-wife, whatever it is.
Widow,
yeah.
Olivia.
And Yoko got up there, too, and gave a little touching tribute to their husbands who have
fallen Beatles.
Mm-hmm. And then Ringo and Paul had the most dorky ass, like, hey, sorry we couldn't be there with you. They had him from London, like this recorded thing. So, it was okay.
Do you have that?
It wasn't worth it.
Paul McCartney wasn't worth it?
It was probably 20 seconds. Just saying, hey, hello, America. What time is it?
Time to take a break.
Is it? Okay, coming up next, the meltdowns. And there are a couple of them.